The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Preaching and healing ministry. And how darkness will be lifted from the children of Israel. On his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. In today's world, challenges and uncertainties seem to surround us. It don't make sense to kill folks in an ocean just because they're fishing.
Come on.
But when you're in a dark world, stuff happens. It don't make sense for people to be pushed and thrown to the ground for no reason at all. But we live in a world that have been corrupted by one of those fallen angels that are perpetrating a disaster against a society because he's warring against God. And guess who hurt God? Me and you. Angels don't hurt him, but we do. When we fight with one another, when we cuss each other out, when we do things that are not godly but ungodly, that hurt God. When we can't get along, but we want stuff continue to happen. When we can't grow our church because we're talking about it. Holy Spirit is saying something. When we do things that stymie the growth of the church, it's because the enemy and something at work. They're saying, I'm about to shine some light on some dark stuff. And you know what that means? Is that whenever darkness thinks it's got the victory, God is about to reveal some light that will reveal what he's up to and tear down the darkness that will perpetrate a destruction mechanism upon his world. This is his world. The Lord is a world who would hear. The earth is the Lord,
yes,
and the fullness thereof. The world, are you a part of the world? The Lord is saying it belongs to me and everything in it. That house I live in, that car that I drive, I'm just borrowing it. That money in my 401k, it's his. Children gonna fight over it. They gonna fight over it, sister. And that's why we're trying to do something else with it. I'm saying, I'm not going to take $1 with me. I'm millions and trillions now. He ain't taking a penny with him. I don't care how many people he gypped. I don't care how much he shut down stuff. He ain't going to go nowhere with it. And we ain't going nowhere with what. And the stuff that we accumulate in life will remain here because the earth is the Lord's. And when we learn the principle of love, then we get the blessings that are associated. When we learn the concept of loving one another, then we get the blessings that goes along with it. For God so loved the world that he was willing to give his son to die so that to live forever. Pastor, you don't know my story. I don't need to know your story. Pastor, you don't know my lifestyle. I don't need to know your lifestyle. The one who is in control of everything, know everything, knew it before we even got here. And he knew what we were going to do before, respond to each other before we respond. He knows our stuff. He knows me and you and everybody here this morning. today, God is speaking to a world. When we think of the promise of Jesus made, they were twofold. He said, whoever follow me and will have the light of life. Light and life. I come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. And it meant that we won't have light in us, not by nature. We were born with a sin nature. And we are in darkness by that. And because we are born with that nature, we know how to do stuff that is not godly. My brothers and sisters, but Jesus is also that we can be delivered out of this darkness by following him. Not DT, you get, but following Christ. In the Greek, the word follow is a continuous verb, meaning that following Jesus is a continuous action. See, we want to follow him, glorify him, fall out and sweat, our wigs go off and everything. We want to praise him on Sunday, but we will cuss you out on Monday. I shared with my Bible study, closing would cuss you out, and he would cut you too. But that was a realness about him that allowed him to be part of Jesus' inner circle that drew him close to the Lord, because the Lord knew that had something that he needed that will take those disciples to the next generation and take them on when he would leave. He's doing all this for the next Joshua, for the next one that will take the church to the next level if the rapture doesn't get us. And what the Lord is simply saying, nothing will stop what God is up to. My preaching was there's something inside of me that won't let me hold my peace. My demeanor is different today because there's something inside of me that's a fire that's burning on the inside of me that want me to be silent. The Lord is simply saying, time is way too short. Be urgent and amplify my word to my people. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. He's speaking. What did Jesus mean by the phrase light of life? Men exist in darkness until they follow Christ. And if we are honest with ourselves, the meaning, purpose can't be seen and known apart from following Christ. Apart from following Christ. It is Christ who throws light of life, revealing really is. I am come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. Jesus came and suffered and died. He went to a cross so that we could have eternal. Have you received this life today? Because under the covenant, under the dispensation of grace, he is offering. But there will come a time when the dispensation of grace, God's unmerited favor, will come to an end. Where will I? The Lord is speaking to us. For Jesus is calling us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus ain't trying to judge us. He's trying to save us. I shared with the Bible study. I said, God is not interested in judging us, but he will. Hell was not meant for us. 8 billion people. I don't know how many will make it in. I don't even know how many will make it into heaven. But there will be a remnant that will get to heaven, and some that will go to that other dark. Because death will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. But I'm going to die and that'll be it. No, that's just the beginning. God ain't getting rid of that. God is eternity. And when people do bad things without repentance, God can't do nothing but judge. But to those who serve and honor and repent, the Lord says, but I will give you a reward for following me. And when we follow the Lord, you will know why he's, I am the light. Put the church open. If the light has been shining on you and your life has been caught up in darkness, the Lord is saying, don't allow this moment to escape you. Don't allow people around you to encourage. The Lord is simply saying, these are days and these are times when the world is in darkness. But even in darkness, there's a remnant that lights up. And the question is, will you receive the word of God? Confess your sin and ask, what must I do to be saved? You may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation. Or is there one today? Don't look at your husband. He has to get salvation for himself. Don't look at your wife. She has to get help. And even your children, I know you love them, but the Lord has made this thing personal. Going.